Well, good evening, everyone. It's February, F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y, and in the Audio Boo group, I saw that the question was, can we live without the internet? So, well, I'll answer that and say, of course we can. That's my take on it. But then I'm old enough to remember when we did. So, yeah, there you go. It's showing my age, I guess. It would be really interesting to see how people answer this question and according to their age. That would be kind of fascinating just to know and see what the younger people say versus the older people. I think we wouldn't want to live without the internet, but we could. Well, so do you think we'll reach a time where it's so integrated into our society that we couldn't? Do you think we'll reach a time when we're so integrated into the network and the network is so integrated into us that we couldn't live without it? I mean, like, successfully in whatever society we have. Take, for example, our memory. I think with me, at least, I work with computers and on computers all day. And I think my own memory and my brain used to be much better than it is in some ways. And now my thought patterns have changed and I remember other things. So, for example, if I need to remember something, I'll write it down in my computer or put it on my flash drive. And the thing that I remember is where it is. I know how to index it. I know how to go get it, how to go retrieve it. Same with information from search engines. And I think we're becoming indexers. We're becoming hunter-gatherer type people again. Only this time it's with information. So I personally think that the internet is changing the way that we remember things, the way that we think. I know it certainly is changing the things that people will pay attention to. Sorry, I think I'm getting the sign of something going on with my nose, but people are much less willing to read a long book or a long passage and really put thought into it these days. They'd much rather watch a video and see how to do something than to learn it from a book. Not that this is bad or good, it's just different. And, what else? Well, I think that slowly, over time, the internet is changing us, and it's making us into different creatures, and very soon, we're going to start seeing technology work its way into our bodies. It might start with medical equipment. Oh, maybe a diabetic will get a built-in insulin pump that will monitor their blood and keep their insulin level the way that it should be without them having to test and do all this stuff that people do now. Or maybe we'll get augmented in some way. Our hearing will be made better, or our sight will be made better. Things like that. It'll start small, but it will work its way up. We'll be like the Borg in Star Trek one day. Anyway, yes, I think we could live without the internet. I could live without the internet if I had to. It would suck, but I could do it. So there you go. There's my answer for February 2. Sorry I missed one. I'll see what I can do about getting as many of these done as possible. You can join too. I don't know where you find the questions. I'm a member of the Audio Boo, A-U-D-I-O-B-O-O group on Facebook. Hopefully, I know that someone posted it there today. Mulusi it was, posted it. So hopefully someone will keep posting it there, because I don't even know where to look to find each daily topic for February. But these kind of things are fun. They get discussions started. And I know the person that runs February, not know them, but I follow Sassy Cat. So I think it's a worthwhile endeavor to try to support this thing. So there you go. That's my answer for today. How many more times can I say that? See you guys later. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. I just couldn't quit. I got my hashtag on there, which, by the way, you want to hashtag F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y, February. And I just wanted to come back in and say, when I was a kid, we walked uphill both ways in the snow. To and from school, it was uphill both ways. But
you know, on a bus.
Yeah, I know. It was a special bus, too. But no, you know what? I always tell people this, too, and probably anybody that knows me is like, oh, God, I know it's coming. Mm-hmm. But I lived when there was, everybody had a phone number, and we had a phone in our house, and that was it.
No answering machine?
And there was no answering machine, and there was no call waiting, and there was no second line, and there was nothing, man. If you called somebody and they were on the phone, it went dot, 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 and that was a busy signal. And, in fact, there might even be a party line, which, in that case, if your neighbor's phone rang, sometimes your phone would go, ring, 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 just a little bit of a ring, because some of that electricity that went to their line would bleed through into yours. And it could be that you wanted to make up to make a phone call, and you picked up the phone, and one of the damn neighbors was on the phone, and you had to wait until they were done, and you had to be polite and make room for them and give them time and so on. And if we called somebody and they weren't home, God, we had to remember what we wanted to say and call them back.
And actually, so, remember to call back.
And I could live without it. It was a crazy time, and the payphone only cost a dime. Now, if you can find one, it's a quarter, and I don't even think there are very many payphones anymore.
No, they don't even work anymore.
There's one on Magnolia by Sunnyside, I think.
Nope, it's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone. It's an empty shell there.
Wasn't it on the... No, on the Big Five side.
On the Big Five side?
I thought there was one. Well, okay, I saw a payphone within the last 5 years.
So. Really?
But you
show me.
I'll show you. Put the kid to bed. See if we can squeeze into the phone booth. Hey, and I remember when a phone booth...
Wait a minute. The phone booth? Dude, I remember the last phone booth we saw.
At that camping place?
Up in San Diego, down in San Diego, yeah. And we got a picture of Meredith, you and I scrunched into this goofy
How many booth. People can we fit into a Volkswagen?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, the phone booth was glass. I think I even remember the bottom being glass on some of them.
Really?
And It had a door that would shut. Sometimes there was a chair, and there was a big phone book hanging in front of you, and there was a phone, and you could actually close the door for privacy, or to hotbox the place, or whatever it was
you thought
you had to do in the phone booth. And then they came out with ones that were just metal, and they sort of had three sides, and they surrounded the phone, and that was it. And the phone booth, that was back when we used to go to the grocery store and buy a pop, and then save the bottles and take them back to the store and get money back for them, and the store would give them to the Coke or Pepsi delivery guy, and they would take them back and clean them and reuse them or something. So yeah, I'm old. I could live without the internet. I've done it. I could do it again.
I could do without it, except for I think after a while I'd miss it so much.
I'd miss it too. You know what we'd have to do all the time?
Oh no. Really? We would have about four or five of those things.
There'd be nothing else to do. What would we do without the internet? It'd be like constant winter, right?
Oh my goodness.
It'd be the winter of our life with no internet.
Yep.
We'd have to hook up every day, all the time, a couple times a day.
Oh my goodness.
Just
here.
To keep from going insane.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'd probably be having like three kids.
Oh, yeah. They're fun to make.
I know they are.